Close your eyes. So bring your consciousness onto your breathing and long, deep exhalation. If you can, you make a sound. Release your emotions. So many things are stuck in your stomach area. Just exhale and release. And your shoulder and around the shoulder blades, you know, stiff muscles there. So release them with your long, complete exhalation. Release. How about your chest? You restrict your love. So why you close your chest? Why you close your love and compassion? Why you stop yourself? Release. Open your chest, open your heart, release. Maybe we need to release our brain. So release brain, head area, release. And yes, mind, so many images, so many thoughts, ideas, memories. So there is no space for peace because so crowded. Mind is already so crowded. So release. Release everything. Don't try to hold anything. There is nothing worse to hold. Release. Don't worry, after you release everything, only goodness left here. Don't worry, release everything. Your knowledge release everything. You have the knowledge of God. So, don't stick with anything, release. So yes, it's a time for a spring cleansing. So before cleaning up your room, let's cleaning up our mind. Our mind and from our body. We project our mind business onto our body first. So body has tons of burden. So release everything. First from digestion system, endocrine system, nerve lines, lymphatic system, vein, so release everything. And today, let's stay their quietness, silence. Do you know how to find silence inside? How to reach tranquility? I hope you already found that you are lost. You don't know what to do. Yes, we don't know what to do. We can't look within by ourselves. How to find our mind? How to find our silence and peace in our mind? We can't. So first, let's admit that we can't find silence by ourselves. So I hope you guys are experiencing the sensing of lost, being lost. So we don't know how to do. So to watch our mind, we need somebody, something to lead us. Yes, now you understand what it is. You can follow your ego, or you can follow Holy Spirit. So in your mind, two teachers, two leaders there. I mean, ego doesn't exist as you know, but you can stick with ego. But if you find and if you choose Holy Spirit, or if you want to name anything else, you name it, higher self, you know, anything, but you know, we call Holy Spirit. So if you follow Holy Spirit, you probably find your mind here. So do it. So just think of Holy Spirit. Just think of God. Just think of higher self. Just think of true self. Only when you think of Holy Spirit, you can reach your own mind. Because the ego makes up spirit mind. Ego all the time makes just conflict, separation, ambiguance. So think Holy Spirit. And the think Holy Spirit is equal to ask Holy Spirit. Or thank Holy Spirit. Thank you, Holy Spirit, being with me. Thank you, my holiness, here. Thank you, my holiness. Thank you, my holiness. Please help me, my holiness. Stay here, stay with your mind by staying with your holiness. Then you might find that there are so many temptations, so many kind of desires that come and go. And no matter what happens, stay with your holiness. And the sense that your body is in your holiness. Your mind is embraced by holiness. Your brain, your organs, your bones and joints and whole your physical system, everything is held by holiness. Your mind is so holy. Because now, no conflict in your mind. You are not lost. You found where you are. You found who you are. And you found what you want to do. So what you want to do is exactly same as what I want to do, I suppose. That is to see, to perceive the reflection of this mind, of this holiness, of this joy, of this oneness. So you close your physical eye, but now with our inner eye, let's look at outside. So who are there around you? Your people, your landscape, your sky, your windows. So you perceive them with this mind, with this holiness, with Holy Spirit. What do you see? What do you see in each person around you? What do you see in each thing around you? You must be looking at the reflection of your holiness. You are shining. You are beautiful soul. If you hit some difficulty with some particular object, come back to inside and feel again your mind full of holiness. Your holiness, your light, your brightness, oneness. Then again, slowly look at the reflection. You know, we believe that everything already exists around us, and we have to fight against them, and we have to defend ourselves, you know, against them, and we have to attack them. we have to deal with them, we have to control them, you know, and so on. It's completely wrong. It's misunderstanding. We look within first and we decide what we want to see. Then we look outside and find that proof. So everything, the origin is inside. So we have to do a really slow motion to understand this dynamics. So we look within and find the teacher, leader, and we choose Holy Spirit, holiness, instead of fear and guilt, weakness, and so on. Then we look at our mind, then see reflection. What a joy to witness the reflection. What a happiness to witness the holiness itself. What a gift to be able to witness your own creation. You created everything. And when you perceive something and you say, I didn't create such kind of a thing, I didn't want to see such kind of a thing, if so, you start over. You probably chose wrong teacher. So you chose again, you choose again Holy Spirit and feel your holiness. Then look at things again. Voila! Everything is changed. You are indeed creator. So let's create life. Let's create real world through reflection of holiness. This is what I want to do. I believe this is what you want to do. And we are doing this together all the time. Yes, we often or sometimes forget about this. But whenever we quietly sit down and close our eyes, we remember. Now we remember. Okay, again, now look at your body with your inner eye. Whole body is full of holiness because your body is inside of your mind. Your holy mind holding your body. Your body is reflecting the mind holiness. Keep your holiness. When you are ready, please head down and slowly come out of meditation, please. Thank you so much. I unmute you guys, so if you have some question or any comment, say something. If not, have a good evening and have a good day, Japan. Good morning, Japan. Thank you. Thank you very much. Thank you, Abby. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, Scott. Thank you. Thank you. And if you stay a class, please stay. Okay. Naoko-san, thank you. Thank you. Thank you, everyone. Thank you. See you next week.